Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about flying saucer photographed over Argentina. That's correct, flying saucer photographed over Argentina. Now, we've got some spectacular pictures here that these folks have taken, and I will link to those at the Ko-Fi website. Also at Locals, you can find me over there. I'll put links to both of those places on my Spotify site. Anyway, this article comes to us from NewYorkPost.com. It's written by Alex Mitchell. It says, couple snaps pics of flying saucer on road trip. You had to see it to believe it. And then it goes on down here. It says, they're over the moon. An elderly pair of vacationers in Argentina claim to have spotted an unidentified flying object last week while taking photos of white birds and a tree around San Pedro de Coloya on the nation's northern side. The location is an eight-hour drive from Capella del Monte, which hosts an annual UFO festival to celebrate an eerie occurrence from nearly 40 years ago that left large burn marks on a hill's grass. So there we have it. We have this other UFO sighting that took place, maybe a couple hundred miles south there, it sounds like, 40 years ago. It says, now in the case of 76-year-old Rena Juarez, it was her husband, Rene, who first made out the aerial anomaly as they drove from their home in San Miguel de Tucumán on February 1st for a resort stay. Quote, I told my husband, look, here comes a black bird, Juarez told Jam Press. Then my husband said, it's not a bird, it's a flying saucer. Juarez was able to snap photos of the oval-shaped object as it headed towards some mountains. I noticed it was at the same height as the power cables, but then I saw it going higher and higher, she recalled. She showed the snaps to her grandchildren, who were in awe of the images and her holiday tale. I needed to see this in my life, Juarez added. You had to see it to believe it. Well, they've got this spectacular photos here. One, like she said, it seems like it's just hovering above the telephone or the power cables, and then a kind of a close-in shot. Classic saucer-shaped craft. I'll have to say the inner circle here of this craft is kind of a lighter colored. Back into this craft looks almost like it's had a piece bitten out of it, kind of rough edges. Very weird what this stuff is made out of. And then it almost looks like there's another craft maybe hovering just immediately off the edge of this thing. Wow. It's just breathtaking, these pictures. It says the stunning sighting occurred not far away from the mysterious Brazil's Roswell, which was the subject of a 2022 documentary. In 1996, residents in the municipality of Varginha reported seeing a strange cigar-shaped object that allegedly crashed in a field. Concerned townspeople described paranormal phenomena and alien sightings in the days that followed. The case sparked accusations of a cover-up by the Brazilian and U.S. militaries. Last year, the U.S. government released a heat map of areas with the highest volume of UFO sightings. It included the Eastern Seaboard, Japan, and the Middle East. Yeah, very neat stuff here. We'll go ahead and look at some of these other articles real quick, talking about some of these other sightings. Like I said, I got a picture of this area here, San Pedro de Colalo. It says, looks like it's kind of a little vacation zone. Just a scenic area there where this thing was caught hanging out at. Now, this article talking about this previous UFO happening there, we have some news on it. This is from rdnews.com. It says, mysterious encounter between military and UFOs in Bahia Blanca, Argentina. This is dating back to September 26, 2023. It says, Bahia Blanca, Argentina. On September 5th, the tranquil coast city of Blanca, Argentina became embroiled in a mystery that has left the community baffled and raised concerns nationwide. Reports have emerged of an alleged confrontation between the military and one or more unidentified flying objects at the Comandante Espora Naval Air Base located on the outskirts of the city. The incident lasted approximately 23 minutes and has left the local population searching for answers. Wow, now that's just September 5th, and I'm assuming that's September 5th, 2023, of just last year, because the article is written September 6th, 2023. This place has a long history of UFOs. The initial reports of the incident reached the Roswell Daily Record through a series of videos and audio recordings captured by alarmed residents. Testimonies from residents in the vicinity of the Comandante Espora base claim to have heard gunfire in the sky from dusk until nightfall, which initially did not raise much attention. However, the situation took a drastic turn when the base's commander issued a statement denying any incident and asserting that it was a scheduled training exercise. We spoke with Andrew Perez Simodini, president of the Argentine Commission for the Study of UFO Phenomena, who provided us with further details on what transpired. You just got the feeling here that when these UFOs happen in places outside the U.S., the language barrier is really something to overcome. The official denial further fueled unease as numerous testimonies and videos shared by residents seem to contradict this version of events. Residents living in the neighborhoods close to the base insist they had clearly heard the gunfire and found it impossible that the military had not heard it as well. As more evidence accumulates in the form of security camera footage, audio recordings from eyewitnesses, and statements from military personnel, the situation becomes increasingly perplexing. Additionally, perhaps emerged from individuals within the base claiming to have witnessed an unidentified object stationed over the munitions area and that shots were fired at it. Witnesses claim the object fired a beam in response to being shot at, resulting in injuries to several soldiers. There you go. I mean, if you can't identify him, just shoot him, I suppose. It just shows you kind of the silliness of human nature sometimes. You see this large aircraft, whatever this thing was, this UFO, hovering over the space. Instead of assessing the situation and saying, whatever this thing is, if it could fly like that, there's no way in the world that we're going to be able to shoot it down. No, that's not how people operate. Shoot first, ask questions later. And it turned out shooting at this thing resulted in it firing its own beam out, which hurt a bunch of people. Unofficial accounts speak not of one, but of four unidentified objects appearing strategically positioned in relation to the base. This raised the possibility that the incident was much more than a routine military exercise. However, to date, no official source has provided conclusive details about what truly occurred at the Comandante Espora base on September 5th. Authorities have denied the existence of gunfire at the base, attributing it to helicopter maneuvers. Nevertheless, no satisfactory explanation has been given to account for the testimonies and the videos circulated by residents. This incident in Bahia Blanco also evokes memories of a similar case that occurred decades ago in the same city in 1974. The Argentine Navy established a commission to investigate reports of unidentified flying objects over the Comandante Espora base and its surroundings. This historic case included documented observations by citizens and officials, along with famous photographs taken by Miguel Thome capturing a UFO in the sky. Despite these investigations, the UFO phenomena was never officially resolved. In the present day, the Argentine Commission for the Study of UFO Phenomena, established in 2011, plays a central role in the investigation. SOFORA seeks to declassify information regarding UFO sightings in Argentina and has been working to establish links with official authorities in search of answers, said Andre Pere Simonidi. Simondini. In 1995, then U.S. President Bill Clinton decided to declassify secret files from the Central Intelligence Agency. Interestingly, among the UFO cases in Argentina, there is an appearance in Bahía Blanca. Uncertainty and the lack of official information continue to dominate this mysterious incident in Bahía Blanca. Local residents and investigators are persistently seeking evidence to substantiate the testimonies and videos in circulations. As more details are gathered, it remains to be seen whether the truth behind this alleged confrontation between the military and UFOs on the Argentine Atlantic coast will ever be revealed. Interesting stuff. So here, while we have this recent sighting in up here in north, kind of east or northwest central Argentina, it seems like just a couple weeks ago we've had another major UFO encounter there along the coast of Argentina. These things just keep showing up. The difference being in this most recent sighting with this husband and wife, they actually took pictures of this flying saucer. Now, we have this article here from Reddit, and it's talking a little bit about this case that happened in Bahía Blanca. And they've translated a Spanish language article into this English translation. And I'll go ahead and I'll put the the link also on Ko-Fi and Locals for you guys to see this. It says the Commission for the Study of UFO Phenomena in Argentina is already investigating the case and requesting access to radar data to determine what flew over the city of Bahia last Tuesday. It is believed that two soldiers were injured by one craft. Now, this article here was dated September 12th, it looks like. Let's see. Yeah, anyway, it goes on. It says the quantity of gunfire and explosions that the residents heard last Tuesday at the Comandante Espora base, which has been denied by military authorities so far, could have a possible explanation or hypothesis that seems unbelievable. At this time, the Commission for the Study of UFO Phenomena in Argentina claims to have received information that on that night, four unidentified flying objects flew over the base and were seen by military personnel who responded and engaged in gunfire with the craft. Now, like we've seen before, they reportedly had flown over the ammo dump or whatever, and so these guys were just like, yeah, you can't be doing that. So they opened fire on them. We received information that the four UFOs arrived at a spore from the sea, that one landed in a place where ammunition is stored, another on a fort, and the other two a little further away, hovering over Bahia's sky as if guarding the whole action, confirmed Andrea Pere of Cimadina, the head of the organization that investigates ufology in our country, to La Nuevo. They also told us that the objects were black, triangular in shape, and that one, which landed on the fort, fired some kind of laser that injured two or three soldiers. In fact, we are requesting information from hospitals and the Institute of Social Welfare of the Armed Forces to find out if people were admitted with any kind of wounds or burns, she added. Now, that is wild. So we have these pictures, these flying saucers photographed just a few days ago. But then here a few months ago in September, now we're being told about these flying triangle-shaped UFOs that were menacingly hovering over this military base and in fact fired a beam that injured up to four soldiers. It says personnel from SAFOR will arrive in the city in the coming hours to speak with the neighbors who filmed and shared on social media the shootout inside the base and other witnesses of the event. Sources of the base consulted by Lunuevo last Tuesday denied any incident and stated that the videos and audio recordings from neighbors that circulated the night were edited to create fake news. They also claimed that the noise and images did not correspond to the location and that no kind of drill was taking place. I don't know, which seems more likely, that a half a dozen unrelated villagers conspired to make fake videos or that they made real videos and the military is now just trying to lie about that? It's an edit. I don't know with what intentions, it was officially stated. Airport personnel and representatives of airport security did not see anything, and at the base, everyone is asleep except for the person piloting the helicopter. Shortly before 9 p.m. on September 5th, audio recordings and videos began to circulate on WhatsApp, and the authorities consulted had no official information about what was happening. In the video obtained by this newspaper, several people can be heard being frightened by these explosions. What the heck is that? A young woman is heard asking in the recording. Something exploded, girls. Could it be the munitions depot at the base? A second woman wonders. Everything shook, a male voice points out. Throughout the conversation, while the camera pointed toward the darkness, trying to focus on a lit area in the distance, machine guns, explosions, and shots of different calibers can be heard. At one point, there was talk of, quote, an explosion, and something, quote, caught fire. They are throwing explosives, they exclaimed, frightened. Wow. So that's basically just a recap of that UFO encounter, attack in Argentina. It was actually over the military base. So we see two different types of UFOs happening, two different types of reports, two different types of stories. And the first one we talked about, they happened just in the last few days here. We had this UFO being photographed, this classic saucer-shaped craft just seems to be hovering around there taking a look. But then on the little bit of a darker side from September, we see two different accounts of where these UFO, up to four of them possibly, have moved into the base. It says two of them just kind of hung around the perimeter of the base while the other two entered the interior of the base, hovering over an ammo dump. At which point, soldiers fired on that UFO. It fired back with its own beam, hurting four soldiers. Now, people have had their cell phone cameras out. You can hear the gunfire going off. They confronted the military about it. Hey, what's going on over there? And the military in turn said, no, you guys are all lying. You've edited these videos to make it seem like we were under attack by UFOs. Nothing to see here. Move along. That's amazing. Now, the one story here seems to have just been kind of trickling around the internet for weeks and weeks, getting very little to no exposure. But the most recent report, the one with the pictures of the UFO, those are a lot harder to hide when someone whips their camera out and takes an actual picture with a UFO. And even if it's in Argentina, that picture can travel a lot faster than a story can, it seems like. So that's kind of what we had for today. We had this very strange story of this UFO being photographed in Argentina and then hearing that it wasn't that far away within an 8-hour drive of a previous, what many would call a UFO attack on a military base there in Argentina. So I have all the links posted. You can read these articles yourself. I think this stuff is just fascinating. And many thanks to the people that actually took the time and had the wherewithal to photograph this giant flying saucer that happened just a few days ago down there in Argentina. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.